This is the city council meeting for the city of Bonny Lake dated June 27th, 2023. First thing we do is salute the flag. If everybody could stand, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Madam Clerk, could you call the roll, please?
Mayor McCullough.
I am here.
Deputy Mayor Carter.
Here.
Councilmember Baldwin.
Here.
Councilmember Evans.
Here.
Councilmember Fullerton.
Here.
Councilmember McClymonds.
Here.
Councilmember Swatman.
Present.
And Councilmember Watson.
Here.
All right, looks like we have no agenda modifications and we have no announcements, appointments, or presentations this evening. So seeing that there is no public hearing, we will go on to citizen comments. All right, citizens, this is your time to address the council on city business. The city will now enable the video and microphone for those attending virtually. You will need to turn on your video and your microphones on your end if you are wanting to be seen or heard. We will start with the people who are here in person and then move to the virtual comments afterwards. You will have 5 minutes. Please state your name and address for the record when you approach the dais, please. Evening, Mr. Decker.
A little bit too high. Mm-hmm. Council Mayor, I'm past Council Member Daniel Decker. I live at 204 on 70th Street East, Bonny Lake, Washington. The Constitution has 27 amendments. I have mentioned the first, second, fourth, fifth, eighth, ninth, and 14th amendments in the past. First Amendment, religion. Congress shall make no laws to prohibit the free exercise thereof, to include freedom of speech and the press, the right of the people to peacefully assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Second Amendment, a well-regulated military being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That means the government needs to stop doing whatever they're doing to infringe the Second Amendment. Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their person, house, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath, affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Fifth Amendment, no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment of or indictment of a grand jury, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Eighth Amendment, excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishment inflicted. Ninth Amendment, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Enumerated unwritten rights include the right to travel, privacy, and autonomy. Excuse me, mispronounced that. Okay. 14th Amendment. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the states wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privilege or immunity of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within a jurisdiction the equal protection of the law. The 14th Amendment goes beyond citizens of the United States. That goes on to speak about anyone, including illegal aliens, people that cross the border without permission. A problem with the Constitution right there, I believe, because certain countries nearby can bankrupt the United States, and they're doing it right now because of this problem. I believe anyone that takes an oath to protect the Constitution should know what they are protecting. So what I'm saying there basically is, if you don't know the Constitution, step down, because the oath you've taken has become a lie. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Decker. And anybody else for the good of the order? Okay. Seeing no one in person approaching the dais, we will now start those that are virtual. Anybody who is virtual, you will have 5 minutes. Please state your name and address for the record. Okay, and for the record, I'm seeing nobody within our virtual screen approaching to speak. So the city will now disable all video and microphones for those attending virtually, and we will move to committee reports. Finance Committee, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Finance Committee canceled because we didn't have anything on the agenda. The next meeting will be upstairs at 5 o'clock on July 11th. And the public is invited. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Community Development Committee, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. We also, as Community Development, skipped our last meeting there, so for the AWC.
Okay. Thank you. And Public Safety Committee, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The next public safety meeting will be held on the 11th of July at 3:30 upstairs on the second floor.
So this is what happens when we all go to Spokane.
Well, we already had ours this month.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. I don't see any other reports, so we will now move to the consent agenda. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor of the consent agenda, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And we did get an aye from Councilmember McClymans with a thumbs up. So let's let the record reflect that the consent agenda was approved unanimously. And now we have a community development and full council issue. First item, Madam Clerk.
This is AB 2374, Ordinance D 2374. Council motion would be to adopt Chapter 16.02 through 16.16, amend Sections 14.30.010. 020030 and recodify Chapter 16.16 as Chapter 10.22 of the Bonnie Lake Municipal Code.
So moved.
Second.
Do we have any discussion on the matter? Councilmember Swatman.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I don't know if your staff is able to give a little background on this. They know the technical details behind this, and they seem to be available tonight, if possible.
Okay, so you're asking for for a little bit of explanation? Okay, Mr. Sullivan. So I thought this was going to be a short meeting.
No. Well,
I didn't talk. I was just
cross notes. He's much better than I.
Basically, do two things. One is to bring them in-house versus adopting everything by reference. As we talked about at the last CDC meeting, a lot of the times when you go to the WAC for the SEPA code, it has a bunch of optional things. It says you can do this, you can't do this. So when a reviewer is sitting down to do a SEPA review, it's really hard to understand exactly what they should be doing in the context of the city. So this takes the SEPA ordinance statute, brings it in-house, which is why the ordinance is longer, in order to streamline the process so that we can direct staff how we want that SEPA review to process to go. The bigger part of this was that we received a grant, a housing action implementation grant last year. And as part of that, the city said that in order to improve the permitting process, we would actually raise the categorical exemptions. So what that means is more projects are exempt from having to go through the SEPA review process. And the reason being is that when SEPA was written back in the mid-70s, We didn't have critical area ordinances. We didn't have traffic impact fee ordinances. We didn't have SDC ordinance. We didn't have critical area codes. We didn't have design review codes. And so a lot of the ways that you mitigated for environmental impacts was through SEPA. Now that we've kind of codified all of those regulations, the SEPA review for a lot of projects is a duplicative effort. So we're going through SEPA and then saying all the mitigation is in code. So it's more time and more expense for applicants. So the bigger part of this is if you go to page 23 of the ordinance, we're increasing our categorical exemptions. So anytime you're building up to 300 single family homes, you wouldn't have to go through SEPA. Up to 100 single family residents if they're less than 1500 square feet, 200 multifamily units, 40,000 square feet for barns, loafing equipment storage, and 30,000 for office, commercial, recreational service, and excavation up to 1,000 cubic yards. That's the highest we can go with those categorical exemptions. And doing this and doing the reviews I've done, below that you really don't need the SEPA review process because the mitigation for those is already spelled out in your municipal code. So it's just a duplicative effort.
All right, thank you, Mr. Sullivan. Any questions or comments based on what Mr. Sullivan just explained to us? Okay, hearing none, I believe we are ready to vote on Ordinance 2376. All in favor of Ordinance D2376, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Was that a thumbs up, Councilmember McClymans? I didn't see. Okay, so that's a thumbs up from Councilmember McClymans. So,
Hand raised over here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
I just forgot to mention, we did have the city attorney look at this, and section one of the ordinance that you have in front of you will actually be pulled out when you see the final version. The reason is there's actually no amendments in section one, so it didn't need to be in the ordinance. The city attorney pointed that out to me today, but because that was a substantive change in the ordinance, we wanted to let you know that it doesn't change anything in the ordinance, but it does look, it would look different than the one that you signed, Mr.
So I guess the relevant question would be, does that change anybody's vote? Guess not. Okay, very good. Thank you, Ms. Sullivan. All right. And, seeing no more business, we are. Well, the council does need to stay for its.
We have a full council issue.
Oh, that's what I thought. Okay, that's what I was thinking. I skipped ahead.
Trying to get to the end.
I know. All right, we do have full council issues. Madam Clerk, could you read the ordinance, please?
This is AB 2376, Ordinance D 2376. The council motion would be to amend sections 12.04005.F, 0.40, 13.04040, 14.95.020, 17.50.060, 0.90, 18.04160, 18.04200, and 18.18.080 of the Bonnie Lake Municipal Code.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Any discussion on the matter? All right, seeing no hands raised for discussion on the matter, we're ready to take it to a vote. All in favor of Ordinance D2376, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, let's, it looks like that this was adopted unanimously. You should read the entire thing, though, Madam.
Point that out, Mr. Mayor.
I was going to say, semicolons matter. All right, now, seeing no more business, we are adjourned. Thank you very much. Council, if you would please stay for the closed session. Thank you very much.
Boom.